Tell God all about your grief, your hurts, and your anguish. There is a miracle in your mouth. Trust the integrity of your own words. There is power and impact in what you say. That's why you are encouraged to speak the holy word aloud. The Bible says the tongue is a small thing, but in spite of its size, the tongue does much to control and shape your life. Use your words wisely, not destructively. Words can do many things. Words can soothe you. Words can give you peace. Words can encourage you. And words can give you a sense of well-being. Words have healing power through love. But the Word of God, the W-O-R-D, is the most powerful. It is the basis of every healing and every miracle. Hope says, I will be healed. Faith says, I am healed. Faith without works is dead. When you claim healing, you must believe and then confess it aloud. Do not be discouraged if your symptoms persist or even if they worsen. Because before they get better, many times when disease or sickness is leaving the body, the condition flares up or maybe even worsens. Do not be afraid. Stand immovable and continue trusting God. Put action to your faith. God is speaking to you. God is there for you, and God will heal you. You may think that being in good health is the ultimate goal, but no, no, no. To the Christian, divine health is far more significant. Why? Because divine health means that you are being restored to a state of complete physical, complete mental, complete emotional, and complete spiritual well-being. Not just the absence of some physical or mental disease or a crippling infirmity. How bad do you want to be healed? Do you really want healing? Then you cannot doubt. You must stand in trust and in faith. God will comfort you, heal you, love you, and have compassion upon you. How do I know, you ask? I know because God is love and because He healed me.